My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Dan, you get to play at home this week. Are you excited to see Bill's Mafia again?
That's question one? Yeah. Ask it again. Come on.
Why are you excited to see your best friends Bill's Mafia this week?
You know, the atmosphere is always great, you know. Like, we seen them, we felt them in preseason, and we definitely felt them and seen them in the red and blue game during camp. But when the season comes around, it's just a little different. So Mafia does what the Mafia does, and I can't wait to see him, as always. I've been here a bit of time, and every year it's special. First game, home game, that we get. But can't wait to see y'all.
Dion, you talked about how does, what are your feelings like going into this year, and how are they maybe different than years past?
Feelings are always at the height. It's more so like I'm blessed and honored to be here, and I'm blessed and honored to continue to get a chance to shoot for the ultimate. Like, you know, I'm just thankful that my team believes in me, and I'm thankful that my coaches still see greatness in me, because they could have got me out of here, or I could have never signed back, or, you know, like they could have been saying, all right, Dion, we've seen enough. But I'm thankful that they still let me and be me, and they still have their trust in Dion Dawkins. So my emotions are always high, and I'm just thankful that I can go out there and protect for, you know, 17 and 4, you know, like keep those guys good and help the running back get where he goes and keep that quarterback upright.
For sure. Throw off the opposing side of the football. How do you feel like you guys are right now in a spot with your communication with each other? Hunter also talked about how you guys have really committed to that this offseason, with guys jumping in each other's meetings. Why do you feel like you're ready for a team who likes to try and confuse things?
I think that the simple fact that we have the mindset of There's no secrets. Like, I can't speak for other teams, but I can speak for what I think other teams might do. Like, you know, like, football is, like, it's not super complicated. It's as complicated as you make it. So if we're calling a call and we're going this way or we're going that way, or if we're talking about this guy or that guy, just talk about it. Like, I don't have no fear. Connor has no fear. Dave has no fear. Spence and also Saibo. Like, there's no secrets. Say what you're saying. Say what you're feeling. And let's get it in front of us so we could assort and block this the right way. The Cardinals do a great job of having guys on the field with a lot of different numbers and that sort. Like, small guys that are really big guys and big guys that are really big guys. So it's a identification game where you have to make sure that we know where everyone is, where they're at, and who we're going to. And I think that as a unit, you know, like, we're not an extremely young unit. Like, we're like an experienced unit. So with us being an experienced unit, it's helping with everything that's moving around in a calm, fashionable way.
There's always a lot of excitement for the guys who have never played an NFL game before. A lot of people want to see what can they do, what's their skill set like. You know, we talk about Keon a lot. What about Ray? You know, Ray's getting ready to play in his first NFL game. What have you seen from him in the last couple of months, and how do you think his skill set can complement what you guys already have?
Yeah, I see a go-getter, man. Like, the simple fact that Ray went to Temple, you know, I went to Temple. Like, I have a lot of respect for the kid. Like, he's went to a couple of different schools and shown and proved the type of player that he is on that level. And he's been doing it here in practice. You know, like, he's been performing at a high level. He's been performing at a high level in practice. And as a older guy looking at young guys, it's a good thing to see guys come in and just go after it. You know, like, Ray just being Ray, and, you know, him like coming in and saying, I don't know if I have a big chance, you know, and now he's, you know, like in the mix, seriously in the mix. So I am proud of him. I think that he's a good overall kid, and he works hard, and he honestly like keeps his mouth shut, but like he's a quiet kid, and he just does what he does, and I'm happy for him. You know, like, he runs hard, and that's all that I can ask for as a lineman. You know, just get your shoulder pads north and hit the field running.
Joe Brady said today that they built the running back room with guys who were versatile, that opponents wouldn't know whether it's run or pass.
Sure.
Not a designated pass blocker or a scat back. Mm-hmm. How much does that help you guys up front?
It helps us tremendously, because when you have a running back that's in the game and everyone knows, like, all right, this is your huge back, like this is our Derrick Henry, like, the linebackers play in a different way, the D-line plays in a different way, and the safeties play in a different way. Like, the safeties might step up, the linebackers might step up, and the D-linemen might play just a little bit more physical for the run. And now that we have a group of guys that it could be this or that or this or that, you know, it just takes a little percentage off of the initial set hut. But besides that, ball is ball. Ball is ball.
You guys have worked on this offense all offseason, from April on to training camp on preseason. What this Joe Brady offense is going to be, why are you looking forward to unveiling it to everybody and unveiling it in a game that matters on Sunday?
I don't even think about it as that. Like, we're not trying to prove anything to the world. Like, I'm not walking out there like, let's prove like to the world that we're the best in the world. Nah, I just want to go out there and for us to prove to each other that we're on the course that we say that we're on the course. Let's go out there and be us. Like, we don't have to prove to nobody but ourselves, because when it comes down to it, the only like people that matter is in these walls. Not to say that, no, in disrespect to anybody that's not in these walls, but we don't care. Like, we love the mafia, we love the people that talk crap and the people that talk good. That's all a part of it. But when it comes down to it, if my quarterback is upright, my quarterback is walking around here with no bruises and he's happy, and we're going into every game with our confidence and us just being us, I'm cool. And we're human. Like, I don't overthink it. And because of me, I make sure that everybody around me tries to think that same way. Don't overthink it. We don't have to prove nothing. Ain't nobody winning the Super Bowl tomorrow or Sunday or Thursday or Monday night. It's not happening. You're not winning the Super Bowl tomorrow or whenever that game is. Like, you know, it's a long season, and, you know, just hit the field and get your kinks out, and it's go time. You know, like, it's the real deal now. So wins and losses.
How long does it usually take to get up to full speed? You know, I understand that, like, you guys don't have a lot of reps together, and there's a reason behind that. Mm-hmm. Is there, like, a tangible, like, okay, like, after this many games, we usually feel like we're kind of cooking at the right pace. Is there, like, an amount of time it takes?
That's a great question. But I think overall, there's no real true answer, because every team is different. Like, I could say in previous years, like, when we had a couple of players, we can get into our room, well, and into our flow a little bit easier and quicker. But I think truly we'll be getting in our groove the whole season, because every week I'm planning on like getting better. So every week we'll get into a better groove. So I think that this week we're in a great groove. Next week, we'll be in a great tur groove, and it's just going to keep getting another ER to the end of that grader. So I think that we're just going to keep going and see how it flows. But I wish that there was a real answer, but there isn't.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.